Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood.
And beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
Here's your celebrity news with Dana's Dirt.
Yeah, so as you can imagine, a ton of celebrities were commenting on the unrest we saw continue to unfold this weekend. I think everybody with a social media handle, all of us, had something to say. Taylor Swift responded to a tweet from the president. Became her most liked tweet of all time. She made a bunch of new fans and a bunch of new enemies with that one. Yeah. Tyler Perry, who implored, please stop this violence. Looting is not the answer, and it is not the answer.
Right. You see a lot of celebrities out there, too, like without security, without anything. And Machine Gun Kelly, people out there, Paris Jackson, just right out there taking pictures right there on the front lines.
Most people calling for justice for George Floyd, and just glad to see that most of the protests in our city were peaceful, really, right, for the most part. I was a little worried late last night, but seems like things are calm and
under control, yeah.
Yeah, the SpaceX launch happened on Saturday. I missed my ride. The astronauts arrived at the space station yesterday morning. It's the first time, as you know, that astronauts have launched from the United States since 2011, and the first time ever a private company has ever put people in orbit.
I was outside repeating everything they were saying from Mission Control. Second phase of gassing. Here we go. And then I didn't see a single thing. I couldn't see it because of the clouds.
I couldn't see it either.
Nothing.
And I told you I was going to go outside with my compass because I always look in the wrong direction, and I'm like turning around in circles. I'm like, no, east. I'm facing. Yeah. And then I saw some other people go out and stand where I was.
Yep.
So I knew I had been in the right place. And
we were all looking.
Yeah. Last year, Forbes named Kylie Jenner the youngest self-made billionaire ever. I think at the age of 21 or something like that.
Really young.
Yeah. But they just pulled back the title. They accused her of lying about her finances. But they said her actual net worth is just under $900 million.
Which is, you know.
I still get the gold star.
Right.
Like, come on.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go. Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh, my God. I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
Orange County Sheriff John Mead are going to be joining us coming up this morning right at about 8:45 with his message to the city and our Orange County residents and everybody here in Central Florida.
Yeah, I'm really interested to talk to him.
Yeah, a lot going on in the news right now. And unfortunately, one thing, June 1st, it's hurricane season.
Yeah.
It's the start of it, and it runs through the end of November. So
listen, 2020 needs to just take a breath.
Right.
Go sit in a corner for a while.
Yes, put it in a corner, yeah. Baby in a corner. All right, so let's see. We've got the tax-free holiday going on right now, right? It ends on Thursday, so you can go out and buy supplies. Test your knowledge real quick on what do you think is acceptable and not acceptable for this little holiday that we're having right now, I guess if you can call it a holiday. Dana, a $21 Sandy Dunes scented candle from Yankee Candle. Tax-free or not?
I'd say that it is tax-free because you can use candles during a hurricane.
True. But it has to be under $20. I got you with the $1.
Okay.
Yes, has to be slightly under it, but candles, like you said, are covered. Chantel, what about a new battery or solar powered radio for $45 so you can listen and stay up to date with Mix 105.1?
I'm going to have to say tax-free.
Tax-free, yes it is, as long as it's under $50. Dana, what about a new Yeti cooler for $225?
Ooh, that's expensive, but I'm still going to say it's tax-free.
It's not. It's got to be under $30.
Oh, no.
Or else I would have been out shopping already for this. Yes, their cooler's under $30. What about, Chantel, $50 worth of bungee cords in all your favorite colors?
That seems like a lot of bungee cords, so I'm going to say no.
It is. Cover it up to $50. You can get as many bungee cords as you can for that amount of money.
Well, yeah. I mean, you want to be able to tie all your stuff down.
All kind of ratchets
See,
and tie downs, all that kind of stuff.
I don't know.
See?
Hopefully, by the end of hurricane season, you can still say, I don't know.
Yes.
We will not have dealt with any of that.
That would be really nice.
Yeah.
Last one, Dana. A generator to power your appliances for $900.
It ought to be. So I'm going to say yes.
It should be, but it only goes up to $750.
I'm sorry.
I want the big generator if I'm going to get it. But tax-free holiday runs through Thursday, so if you want to get out and get those supplies, better to be prepared, you know?
And now, the Morning Mix presents
Kids Smarts!
Here we go. It's time to play Kid Smarts. Let's go ahead and meet our kid, our player for today.
Hi, my name is Jocelyn. I'm 9 years old. I'm from Longwood, Florida. I'm in third grade. I like to swim, play, and I like to ride my bike.
We have got our player this morning, and it is Chris right here in Kissimmee. Hi, Chris. Good morning. Welcome to Kid Smarts. Thanks for playing. And my first question for our third grader, Jocelyn, is how many states are there in the United States of America?
Oh, she'll know that one.
She's going to know it. What's the answer?
That's easy. It's 50.
Yes, it is. Nice job. Next question for Jocelyn. What bird lives in Antarctica and cannot fly and is not easy to say?
Yeah, she should know that one.
What's the answer?
Six right now. Eight.
Oh, nope.
A penguin.
Yes, a penguin. Nice job. Final question. Who is known as the sea witch in The Little Mermaid?
She'll know that one.
What's the answer?
Ursula.
Nice job.
Yeah.
3 for 3, kiddo. For you, you just got a $50 gift card. You can use it either Cafe Tutu Tango or Mia's Italian Kitchen. Thanks for playing Kid Smarts. We'll have that prize for you all week long this morning, or all week long on Mix 105.1 when you play Kid Smarts as well.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
Definitely appreciate his time joining us this morning on the Morning Mix. It's Orlando Police Chief Rallone. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for carving out a little bit of time for us this morning. We really appreciate it. I know you guys are really busy right now. Saw, you know, one of your tweets that, you know, right now it's a time for you guys to protect and serve and to allow for peaceful demonstrations. And you support people that want to do that. And that's kind of the message that you want to get out to the city of Orlando and to our residents, right?
Absolutely. You know, our city has a history of accommodating and facilitating anyone who wants to exercise their freedom of speech. We do so because we know that is a right that is afforded to us in our country. But unfortunately, when you have individuals that work themselves into the mix of those that are doing the right thing, those that are abiding by the rules and regulations that are set in place when demonstrations are taking place, those are the ones that tarnish the reputations of our communities. Those are the ones that affect our great way of life in communities like ours. Individuals who come in to loot, individuals who come in to damage property, individuals that don't represent what this community represents, which is a law-abiding community that understands that during troubling times like this, when issues like this need to be brought up, unfortunately, breaking the law is not the way to do that.
Yeah, it had to be so frustrating for people who did protest peacefully and wanted that to be the message of the day and people to focus on what it was that, you know, made people, feel compelled to take to the streets for that to be lost. And I think that that was the whole point of some of the people who engaged in violence and looting. And just fortunate that we didn't see it on a scale in this city that we've seen in other cities. I think a lot of that has to do with leadership.
Well, I think, you know, if you look at the last 2 days, for hours and hours, what the members of the Orlando Police Department, and I have to say this real quick before I forget, I couldn't be more proud of the members of the Orlando Police Department and our local law enforcement community, especially the Orange County Sheriff's Office, FHP, Osceola, Seminole County, Brevard, Volusia County. All of them have been right there next to, and I'm sure I forgot someone, and I apologize if I didn't mention them, who have come to assist the citizens of Orlando during these trying times. But everyone has come, and everyone who has provided a support for these protests or marches have been here to facilitate the process, to ensure that they have a safe environment. And during the first day, for example, it was 5.5 hours or so, and everything was peaceful. We could have not asked for a better process. But unfortunately, when rocks and bottles are being thrown at officers, when someone takes over a roadway, and after an amount of time to allow them to voice their opinions or frustration, people unfortunately refuse to leave an area or begin to throw bottles and rocks at officers. Unfortunately, officers then have to escalate because they need to protect those involved, and they need to protect the officers also. So again, for the most part, like you just said, the majority of the people who have demonstrated, awesome, excellent, you know, done everything by the book. But it is not uncommon for individuals who in most cases don't even belong in our community to infiltrate demonstrations like this. And they come with the sole purpose of to take advantage of the opportunity to damage businesses, to disrupt the way of life. And when they do that, they affect businesses, the income for businesses, they affect the employees who work at those businesses and the income that they earn. It is property damage that now insurance companies have to cover. It is absolutely unacceptable, and that's not something that we will allow here in the city of Orlando.
Well, we thank you so much for your time and for your officers and for continuing to protect and serve here in our community. We know that we have the curfew from 10 p.m. until 5 a.m. until further notice, and thank you so much for everything you do, and thank you for taking a little time with us this morning.
Thank you.
Mix 105.1.
We're joined this morning by Orange County Sheriff John Mina. Good morning, Sheriff Mina.
Good morning.
A lot of emotions going on right now. People mad, sad, angry, hurt. What's your message? What do you want to let people know of Orlando and Orange County?
Oh, well, several things. You know, we know our nation is hurting. Certainly the folks in Minneapolis are hurting. And people here are discouraged, upset, mad, and angry, and even sad at what they saw up there in Minneapolis. And we just want people to know that, you know, the law enforcement leaders in this area and our other leaders have strongly denounced the actions of that former officer. We are glad he was charged with a crime. And we're here to let people peacefully gather and express their outrage and frustration in a peaceful manner. And we just want people to remain peaceful. You know, we had a number of incidents last night where, you know, rocks and other objects were thrown at our deputies. One of my deputies was struck in the knee and injured from a rock or a piece of cement. So we just want people to remain peaceful.
Yeah, I mean, in a moment like this, and hopefully it'll be some sort of turning point for people, you know, keep waiting for that moment to happen and just hope that this is it, where we all work on our ability to turn something that's negative, that we can agree on, that is negative, into a moment of healing and growth. And I can tell you, I haven't kept it together all morning long, but I can tell you that seeing this image of you and some others, you know, kneeling hand in hand with protesters and just talking to people and trying to understand. And, you know, you have a message about law enforcement and want people to understand where you're coming from and the purpose and what the city is willing to do and what you would do should a situation like this arise here. And, you know, we pray that it never does, but then to also, you know, to reach across and listen and try to understand why people showed up the way that they did, the people who were peacefully protesting. I was just so moved by that.
Yeah, it was a nice moment. You know, me and Chief Malone both decided, hey, let's talk to some of the organizers, some of the other folks, and you know, we said, hey, we want to hear you. And you know, the man that I talked to, his name was Justin Tucker. He talked about one of his friends, Christopher Redding, being killed by police a number of years ago. And we heard them out. They asked if we would kneel with them and pray. And it was absolutely, you know, we have always had a good history here in this community of being open to dialogue and hearing from our community members. And you know, some of the things that I've heard, you know, we're sweeping criminal justice reform and policy change such as chokeholds. Well, we haven't used chokeholds in decades here in this area. So, I think we're very fortunate. We have some very progressive police agencies in this area. By no means, we're not perfect. But anytime anything like that happens in Minneapolis, it kind of stains our profession. And we're just as upset as everyone else with that.
And you guys, I mean, you are willing. There's a willingness to engage with the community and talk to people and hear them out as long as it's done, you know, in a peaceful manner and that we're not affecting businesses that are trying to finally get back on their feet after being shut down after a couple months. And then you also see the stories of people that are coming out to help people clean up after these kinds of incidents take place. You know, there's that camaraderie of our community, of the city of Orlando and Orange County, where people are coming together and saying, let's get back on our feet together. Let's not, you know, let's work through this together as a community.
Absolutely. Our community certainly has been through crisis before, and we always remain united and want to listen to members of our community and really work together to make things better. And I have seen lots of acts of kindness during this time. So unfortunately, some of those are overshadowed by some of the violence that's happening throughout our country. And so again, we just want people to adhere to curfew. Certainly don't throw rocks at our deputies and officers. And you know, we're there to protect the people gathering to protest as well.
Well, very good. Well, thank you so much for your time, Orange County Sheriff John Mina. Appreciate you calling us, and you guys stay safe.
Thank you.